Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Welcome to My KUTX, this edition for KUTX's Under the Covers Weekend. Our program director, Matt Riley, asked a couple of the free-range music nerds here at KUTX to do an hour of covers. So, Jackie Fuller, our assistant program director, is one of the free-range music nerds. Welcome, Jackie.
One of many.
And I'm Jody Denberg, on-air host, and I'm one of many as well. So what, we each chose about a half dozen covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start with one of my all-time favorites.
Okay, this sounds like a tall order. Starting with your favorite right out the gate.
Well, start strong.
Yeah.
I mean, who can deny Patti Smith's version of Van Morrison's Gloria?
Oh.
From the 1975 album Horses. And the thing about this cover is sometimes people take great liberties with cover.
Yes.
And Patti wrote a preamble to Gloria. And I know for a fact that years later she tried to do that with Prince's When Doves Cry, and he turned her down. He would not let her, you know, morph his song.
So she had to get the green light from Van Morrison to do that.
And she did. And this is it. Patti Smith's Gloria from Horses on My KUTX.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care.
I'm moving this year as my fear. Where anything
My KUTX Under the Covers tonight, and that is a cover of Van Morrison's Gloria by Patti Smith from her first album, Horses. I should say, though, Patti did have a single before that in 1974, and it was also a cover, Hey Joe. This is Jody Denberg here with Jackie Fuller. Okay, Jackie, I gave you one of my favorite covers to start with. What are you going
to
start with?
Well, this one's really close to my heart because you remember back before the internet, Jody, of course you remember this, how you'd find out about other bands. It was, you know, via the liner notes or because somebody covered another band, and it would just expand your worldview musically. So imagine you are a middle school aged girl. What are you going to be into back then in the 80s? You're going to love the Bangles, right? Yeah. Everybody loved the Bangles. So, of course, I bought their cassette and I wore it out. And one of the songs on there was a cover of a song originally by Big Star. Most middle schoolers at that time probably didn't know who Big Star was. That was how I discovered that band and how I discovered kind of a connection to my parents' music collection as well, because once I delved into Big Star, then I learned that Alex Chilton was in The Box Tops. It's my parents' music, right? So it just completely expanded my horizons. And for that reason, it's always been a very dear to my heart cover.
And what's the song?
September Girls.
September girls do so much and for so long till we touched.
That was the Bangles covering Big Star's September Girls. You are tuned in to KUTX. This is my KUTX, a special Under the Covers weekend version. I'm Jackie Fuller, assistant program director at KUTX with Jody Denberg, and we're talking about our favorite covers. It's your turn, Jody.
I love that version of September Girls, and I will confess, and this will make me not seem as cool as I might sometimes, that was the first version of September Girls I ever knew.
That is comforting to me.
It was the Bangles version. Okay, what I've got next is, well, what's interesting here is the Clash were obviously influenced by reggae music. Mm-hmm. They worked with Lee Scratch Perry. They did a song called Guns of Brixton. The bassist, Paul Simonon, sang on that song and wrote it because he was from that area of South London called Brixton. And then years later, Jimmy Cliff comes back and kind of reclaims it.
I love it when that happens.
Reggae royalty, Jimmy Cliff covering the Clash on My KUTX Under the Covers. Thank you.
kick out your front door. How you gonna come with your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. Well, the money seems good and your life you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell.
Reggae great Jimmy Cliff on My KUTX Under the Covers. Man, if you haven't seen the movie The Harder They Come, you gotta see that film. Obviously, The Clash saw the film. They wrote Guns of Brixton, inspired by reggae greats like Jimmy Cliff, and there he reclaimed his genre from The Clash. On My KUTX Under the Covers, I'm Jody Denberg with Jackie Fuller. Okay, you're up to bat. What do you got?
Well, I like when a cover surprises me, when an artist picks a song that I wouldn't think they would pick. And this happened last year. I remember when I was a kid, my dad had a Henry Mancini record in his album collection, and that was my first exposure to the song Moon River, which a lot of people know also from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Andy Williams.
Mm-hmm. Last year, Frank Ocean did a cover of that song, and when I read about it online, I rushed to hear it because I wanted to hear, okay, what's he going to do with this beloved song? And it's so inventive and so unusual, but so Frank Ocean, and so haunting. It's just, you gotta hear it.
One, two.
Oh, river, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style.
Someday, day, watch your make up. Wherever you're going, I'm to see the world. There's such a crazy world you'll see. We're all chasing after all the same. Chasing after all.
That's Frank Ocean's take on Moon River. You're listening to KUTX. It's a special Under the Covers weekend edition of My KUTX. I'm Jackie Fuller, here with Jody Denberg, and it's Jody's turn to share a cover that he loves. What you got for us, Jody?
First, mad props for that, because I love Moon River. Okay, I love the Andy Williams version, and I love Frank Ocean, and to get it all in one package, thank you. And I noticed that when you are beginning to talk about your cover choices, a lot of times you're hearkening back to growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another thing that will make me seem totally uncool, I like progressive rock. I grew up with Yes and Genesis and Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
You and like 90% of the dudes in America. Come on, Jody, you're not so alone there.
No, it's a dude thing for sure. And then in 1972, Atlantic Records, they would put out these samplers and you would get songs from the bands that weren't on their albums. And so Atlantic Records had this sampler and Yes covered Simon and Garfunkel. Very unlikely, but they cover the song America, which is sort of about discovering America. And to me, the prog rockers always sound like they're trying to discover things musically. Maybe they fell short sometimes, but this is one of my favorite covers. On My KUTX, Under the Covers, Yes does Simon and Garfunkel.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate in my bag, so I bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. White knows pies. Walked on to look for America.
games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera.
That was, believe it or not, the band Yes covering Simon and Garfunkel, a song Simon and Garfunkel did in 1968 on their Bookends album. Yes covered it in 1972, America. On my KUTX, the Under the Covers edition, I'm Jody Denberg, here with Jackie Fuller. We're playing some of our favorite covers for you this hour, and I can't see your list from here, Jackie, so what's next?
I got a little surprise. Well, I have to squeeze in something from my favorite band, Spoon. Everybody knows I'm kind of the Spoon nerd around here, along with my KUTX producer, Art Levy. So, little backstory here. I'm in a big box retailer that will go unnamed at Christmas time, okay? And they've got the Christmas music piping through the system, and it's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, right? Whoever programmed that thing followed it up with Spoon covering the Cramps TV set, which I'm just standing there in the middle of the checkout line thinking, okay, Mariah Carey holiday song followed by a song about dismemberment. There's a little joke in here, I think, but it's such a great cover and another unlikely one, I think. I wouldn't have expected the band to do this. It was for the Poltergeist reboot soundtrack. So here it is, covering the Cramps 1981 song, TV set, Spoon. It's an Under the Covers weekend here on KUTX. You are listening to My KUTX with me, Jackie Fuller, Assistant Program Director, and Jody Denberg, talking about our favorite covers. That was Spoon covering the Cramps TV set.
That was amazing. And the Cramps weren't always that accessible, you know, because they were just so over the top.
So weird.
But Spoon kept it weird, but mm-hmm. brought it a little bit more into a place where I could relate to it. I enjoyed that. Where do I go now? Okay.
And where would you go from there?
I don't know. Well, my last cover was Yes, covering Simon and Garfunkel, Staple Singers. Staple Singers always did great covers, and they often were pretty contemporary to the release of the original song. For instance, they covered Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth in the 60s, right after that song came out. And Mavis in the latter day has done some great covers. She did John Fogerty Sing a Song for Everyone. She did a great version of Parliament Funkadelic's Can You Get to That? But I love, love, love this. Staple Singers doing Talking Heads. The album came out from the Heads in 1983, Speaking in Tongues. In 1984, Staple Singers had an album called Turning Point, and it featured this cover of Talking Heads' Slippery People.
We'll be right back.
My KUTX, KUTX's Under the Covers Weekend, and that was a cover of Talking Heads' Slippery People done by Staple Singers. Jody Denberg here with Jackie Fuller. Jackie, that was tough for me because there's a lot of Staple Singers covers that I love, but also Sean Colvin does a definitive version of Talking Heads' Naive Melody. So I had trouble there choosing which Talking Heads cover I was going to go with, but I kept it funky with the Staple Singers.
I'm glad you said that because I haven't heard the Colvin cover, and so now I'm going to have to go and research that one on my own.
It's amazing.
Well, speaking of David Byrne, one of my favorite covers of all time, and just back up for a second. Think about how many songs that were originally in English have been then covered in other languages, right? That happens all the time. It's like English is sort of the baseline, but you don't have the reverse happen as often. And so this is one of those songs where that happened. It was originally in Portuguese, a song by Antonio Carlos Jobim called Aguas de Marco. You know the song?
How does that translate?
Waters of March.
Okay.
And back in the 90s, there was a compilation, the Red Hot compilation. They would put out these compilations. I think they were fundraisers for AIDS research. And they always had great artists, great songs. I picked up one called Red Hot in Rio and found this song. And David Byrne sings this one with a Brazilian singer, Marisa Mancha, whose voice is just amazing. I love it. And it's their take on Waters of March on KUTX.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's a little alone, it's a sliver of glass. It's a life, it's the sun, it is night, it is death. It's a trap, it's a gun.
Madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira. É um mistério profundo, é o queira ou não queira. É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a vida, é o vão, festa da cumbieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira. Das águas de março, é o fim da canseira.
The fruit, the ground, the flesh and the bone.
É uma ave no céu, é uma ave no chão. É o regato, é uma fonte, é um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto, desgosto, é um pouco sozinho.
A spear, a spike, a point, a nail, a drip, a drop, the end of the tail.
You're listening to a special Under the Covers edition of My KUTX. I'm Jackie Fuller, Assistant Program Director, and I'm here with Jody Denberg. You just heard Waters of March from David Byrne with Brazilian singer Marisa Mancha. That's his cover, their cover, of Aguas Che Marco from Antonio Carlos Jobim.
See, David Byrne eminently covered and coverable. We had Staples Singers doing David Byrne covering Waters of March. Here's to David Byrne, who I got to tell you, last weekend, I saw Terry Allen at the Paramount for KUTX Live. David Byrne came out for the encore and sang three songs.
Amazing.
It was incredible.
And I want to say that I hope more artists follow in Byrne's footsteps. If you're an artist, go out there and find a song in another language and cover it in English.
That's a good idea. Okay, I have a bit of translation here, but it's not really a language thing.
Okay.
Sometimes heavy metal bands will take folk songs or rock songs and rock them up. I can't remember which heavy metal band covered Harry Chapin. This isn't as far of a stretch, but I love this cover. Back in the 70s, early 70s, Fleetwood Mac did this song called Green Manalishi with the Two-Prong Crown. And then years later, not too many years later, 1979, on their Hellbent for Leather record, Judas yes. Priest covered Fleetwood Mac. Not only that, they sang the song at Live Aid in 1985. And yes, I'll be there to see Judas Priest at ACL Live for two shows in May. KUTX, Under the Covers, Judas Priest covering Fleetwood Mac.
Things I don't want to do.
Green Manalishi with the Two-Prong Crown. Originally done by Fleetwood Mac, covered over the years by everyone from Arthur Brown to the Melvins, but on this special edition of My KUTX, Under the Covers, That was Judas Priest. That's right, the Priest Man from 1979's Hellbent for Leather. Judas Priest, by the way, at ACL Live, two nights in May. I don't know if you can top that, Jackie, but I know you've got something that's going to come in like a curveball from another direction.
Well, I'll just do the unpopular opinion thing. So I think everybody has a cover that they like more than the original. That's not uncommon. Like a lot of people say that they like the Jeff Buckley cover of Hallelujah more than the original by Leonard Cohen. Well, does anybody have that about the Beatles, though? I feel like it's like sacrilege.
Oh, I'm going to have to take a step back here.
That's what I thought. But, you know, the first time I heard, and I actually heard it live in Studio 1A. I hadn't even heard it on the album yet. But the first time I heard Grupo Fantasma do Por Qué, their take on the Beatles, because I was floored. I thought, this is better than the original. This song always should have been a bolero. So we'll let you be the judge. Listen to this one from Grupo Fantasma on KUTX. Listening to My KUTX. It's an Under the Covers weekend. I'm Jackie Fuller, Assistant Program Director with Jody Denberg. I just played you Grupo Fantasma's Por Qué. If that sounded familiar, it's because it's a cover of the Beatles, because a little less psychedelic, a little more of a bolero, very sexy. I like it better than the original. I know, it's like sacrilege. Jody, do you have a cover song that you like better than the original?
I do. In fact, I wanted to end with it.
Okay.
So Sinatra doing My Way could be the theme song for this program, and right, for this whole weekend, mm-hmm, Under the Covers. I never loved it that much, you know. It was great. It's Sinatra. I get it. And I won't argue with you on that Beatles cover. That was beautiful. So Sinatra did it in 1969, and then last year, Willie Nelson put out a record of Sinatra covers. I'm already fatigued from 5 albums of Bob Dylan doing Sinatra covers. I wasn't expecting much.
You're thinking, does the world need one more album of Sinatra covers?
Exactly. And then I've got my music on shuffle, And this version of the title track came on, and I was floored because Willie makes this song that we all know so well his own, because we all know if there's one thing about Willie Nelson is he does it his way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and I spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me, I did it my way. For what is man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Did it my